Praise the name of the Lord. I quickly want to talk about the power of decision. The power of decision. You can see this guy. He came from a very wealthy home. He had everything he could have, but he chose a wrong life. And while I was studying this word, I discovered that many people listening to me today are also, they have the father who can give them everything they need in life. They have every opportunity, every advantage to become better than their parents. They have every advantage to become better in their generation. But they have chosen to live the life they want to live because they have made a wrong decision at a particular time of their life. Some of you are listening to me today. You are still making a wrong decision. Some of you are looking at me now. You know the right decision to make. You know what you need to do. But you are still making a wrong decision. Decision, you are a product of your decision. And by the time you grow in the future, you become a product of your decision. You can either choose life or death. You cannot be better than the decision you have chosen. I don't know you. I don't know where you are, what you are thinking about. I don't know how you have stationed your life. I don't know your determination. I don't know your goal. But I want to tell you something. The decision you make today does not just affect you. It affects every other people in your generation. The decision you make today is not all about you. It's not only about you. It affects every other person around you. The decision you make today is not just because of yourself. It might be because of people coming after you. God created you. He created you to be unique. He did not create you alone. But he created you to the extent that some people can know you and can be attached to you. If you rise, some people are rising. If you fall, some people will fall. If you struggle with your life, some people are also going to begin to struggle with their life. Some people are looking up to you. Some people are looking at you and say they want to be like this person. If you fail, they will fail. You may not have risen today. You may also be looking onto some people today. You may be looking onto them. If they are taking a wrong decision, let's give for example, if our father in the Lord, the general of ourselves, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, has taken a wrong, some of us will not have learned some of the things we are learning from Mountain of Fire. We may not learn spiritual warfare. It got to a stage, MFM metamorphosized into different ministries that you see, and everybody aligned with the teaching of Mountain of Fire Miracles Ministry. Before Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministries, although they are warfare, but people have not been able to win. When they go to warfare, people, just limited people have become champion in that warfare. People die the way their parents died. People waste the way their family wasted. People join the gang of the losers. But currently, we understand what it means to pray. We understand what it means to study the word. Why? Because God has set some people, so as before us, and they have made the right decision. So you are young today. No matter how old you are, the decision you make today affects, determines who you become tomorrow. The decision is an act. Decision is the act of being resolute, irrespective of circumstances. It's being irrespective of the circumstances, deciding that this is what, this is the way I want to go. If you look at the scripture very well, look at this man. He made a decision. He looked at himself. He said, his father has two children. He had everything, all the inheritance that his father could gather. He can even attribute it to himself. But he made a decision that he wants to go. He wants to collect his own inheritance, even while his father is still around. He wants to collect everything. And he went ahead to another city to lavish it. After finishing the whole thing, there was even famine in the land. When God wants to even bother, that God is telling him that there's something. That even the land that you think you are going is capable of being wasted. He gathered everything he could. He could have even contributed to the economic growth of that city. He got there as a rich person because he had everything it takes. But at the same time, he made a wrong decision at the time that he is not supposed to make the decision. At the time that he's supposed to be learning, he wants to be leading. At the time that he's supposed to be listening, he wants to be talking. At the time that he's supposed to be writing, he wants to be distracted. These are attributes of wrong decision in the life of a man. At the time he's supposed to go to school, he wants to begin to follow friends to do yahoo yahoo. At the time, he's supposed to learn that his English is supposed to improve. He thinks the little thousand he has gained from gambling is enough for him to carry him all through his life. And unfortunately, that money finished and he suffers. Many people that you are looking at today that are suffering for one thing or the other are suffering because of the decision they have made. If you read the book of Ecclesiastes very well, when Solomon was speaking, you can see that he was at a point of regret at a particular time of his life. You look at, even if you have everything to this world, he said vanity upon vanity. He said all is what? Vanity. All is vanity. He made the decision, and at the particular time, at his old age, he regretted some of the decision he has made. Even though God blessed him with wisdom, he blessed him with money, he blessed him with anything you can think. He was a successful man, but he made some decision. Is it easy for a man to have hundreds of wives and concubines? And you can discover that even when he's supposed to be agile at the old age, you can see that the man is ruined. And he's begun to speak grammar. When you go to, there are two set of people you can learn lessons from. You can learn lessons from successful people, and you can learn lessons from failure. You can learn lessons from failure. When you see some old man, they will call you, they will tell you, I made some decisions in my life that have turned my life against myself. And when you see some old man, they will say that I'm very happy I made this decision at a particular time of my life. Some people made decisions to abolish poverty from their family. And some people made decisions to remain in poverty. Some people made the decision to be a prayer warrior. See, I have never seen a successful man that does not believe in something. I have never seen a successful man. I have moved close to people who are extremely rich and successful, but they believe in what? In something. They believe in something. When you listen to some of them will tell you that I have locked myself. I have met a man, he locked himself for 7 days and he began to pray on a dry fast. He had the determination that this is where he is going. At a particular time of your life, God opens your eyes to see who you want to become. And you know that before you become, you get there, there are obstructions on your way. There are things on your way. Paul said, an effectual door has been opened unto me, but there are what? There are many adversaries. Doors have been opened. He looked at the future. The future is bright. He believes, but there are many adversaries. God wouldn't have created storm if he knew that he just wants you to go freely. He has not promised a life without a storm. He has only promised you victory. Say, I am victorious. Say, I am victorious. God has always promised you victory. He knew you must fight before you get here. And before you can call yourself a champion, you might have won a lot of battles. Do you know that a champion is different from a warrior? A warrior will continue to fight until he graduates to become a champion. When you become a champion, you have won many battles, and now you have become a champion. You can't just sit down and declare that I am a champion. It is not by declaration, it is by work and faith. Your decision matters a lot in your life. The decision you make today determines who you become tomorrow. If you want to remain in the place of God, in the gathering of the brethren today, tomorrow, you need to remain today and still begin to train your mind. Last 2 weeks, we talked about our mind, the war of the mind. So your mind might be divided into two. Going into the wrong way or getting it right. But you must make that decision to get it right. The power of choice is one of the gifts God gave us. God only admonishes us. Sometimes he does not command us. He tells you, and we advise you that if you want to make it, this is the way to go. And you know the way. The moment you are making a wrong decision, you know you are making a wrong decision. Look at this young man. He made a wrong decision. While he was spending the money, he knew the money would finish one day. But he doesn't know how he was going to top it. But at a particular time, a son of a wealthy man became somebody eating animal food. He began to feed himself of animal food, suffering until his head is correct. Some people's head are not correct until they get to the place of regrets. Until he said, but let me tell you something. His life can never remain the same again. One has waited. Even though the father loves him, the father stood up and embraced him. The father is a merciful father. Just as God is merciful, that if he calls you today to come, if you have wide away, if you have gone away, if you have gone astray, he will call you to come. He will not, because of that, trample upon you and disqualify you from being a kingdom candidate. But your decision today, your true repentance today matters enough, a lot. It matters a lot. Your decision, again, I want to tell you something. Your decision do not affect you alone. It also affects everyone under you. It affects everyone biologically, spiritually, and psychologically. It affects everyone. Because people that are looking, if you are the firstborn, yeah, make sure that you are taking the right decision. You pray, you dip yourself into serious prayer. Because people that are under you are also looking at you because they want to be like you. And they are looking at you as their mentor. See, sometimes you see some children, their first mentor is their father. But I'm sad to tell you that if we begin to interview people here with a form that who is your first mentor, many people would not have chosen their father over anyone else. And many people will choose their father because their father had done it well and they have watched the life of their father. Nobody knows your father more than you that you live inside his house. He may appear to be very radiant outside. He may appear to be very handsome outside. He may appear to be very tall outside. Even wise, you know, nobody knows your husband more than you know. Because you know that this is the person you are living with every day. Your decision determines your life. Can you say my decision determines my life? Say my decision determines my life. So your decision determines when you decide. It determines, it decides your destiny. Your decision decides who your destiny. Let me quickly round up. What are the demands you need to place on yourself? You need to place some demand on yourself. It's urgent. Urgent demand that you need to place on yourself to get to the place of the right decision. So before you receive an applause, let me tell you something. Before you receive an applause of men, study why they are clapping. Before what? You receive an applause of men, study why they are what? They are clapping. People may be clapping because they are laughing, you are a comedian. You may be saying something and they may be laughing because you are a comedian, not because you are winning. Men can clap for you even when you have little success and you think you have apprehended. Men may begin to clap for you because you have made a choice. You have made a little choice that may not even be sustainable. You know why they are clapping. Study why they are clapping. Champions. Number 2 point I want to tell you. Champions are forward takers. Champions are what? Forward taker. Before they make anything, they quickly play that. No. I want to win this first. I want to win this. I want to get here first. Champions are forward takers. Champions are forward takers. So no one claps for you more than once. When you do the same thing, when you do one thing today, that means you must develop yourself to do something greater than what you have done yesterday. What you want for yesterday, your wins yesterday may not survive to today. So it is a history. When you begin to say that in 1955, in 1991, I was the first in my class. What about you now? It is about now. The Bible says that we do a new thing and it shall spring forth. You know, he said that means something must be new. Everything must be new. The steadfast love of God must be new every day. Your winning yesterday does not sustain you for tomorrow. So your background, a strong background, does not necessarily determine a great future. Because you have a strong mind, you must continue to build on it. You must continue to build on it. You must continue to build on it. We can talk about foundation. Your foundation may be very, very strong. But if it remains there without building on, nobody will know how strong your foundation is. If the foundation of this building is strong, if we refuse to build anything on it, nobody knows how strong the foundation is. We may just be looking at it from the surface. Why? Because the foundation is not building itself. So if champions, another point I want to tell you, that if champions clap for you, do more. What did I say? What did I say? Do more. Do more. If champions clap for you, do more. If your enemy claps for you, watch your back. If your enemy clap for you. Watch your back. And if mediocres clap for you, run. They are mediocres. They will tell, they will not correct you when you are wrong. You are making a wrong decision. They say, ah, you are the best. Well done. You are telling your friend, I just played Baba Jebu and I want 20,000. Well done. Where's my own? You are a great guy. You better run. You are not a great guy. You are not a great that thing that actually think you think it lifted you. It's temporal. The Bible says, for the things that are seen are temporal. And the things that are not seen are what? Eternal. Eternal. So you are not an ordinary minister. Say, he has made us able ministers, not of letters, but of the Spirit. The Bible says the letter killeth. And do what? The Spirit does what? He giveth life. So there is something that gives life into a man. Sowing into your flesh does not give life. Taking a wrong decision does not give life. What gives life is the Spirit of God. It's the Holy Spirit that quickens. Praise the Lord. It's the Holy Ghost that God quickens. So if champions clap for you, you can do more. When champions say that, because before you see somebody that will tell you well done, champions don't easily tell you well done. Because they have passed through some rigorous places. And they feel what you are still doing is still small. You have not done more. Unfortunately, you know, we have Gen C now and even Gen Alpha. Even when champions tell you go and do more, you get angry. I say that it's affecting my mental health. What mental health do you have? What mental health are you talking about? Or you don't like correction? Anything that affects your mental health that has to do with correction, you don't like it, so you are making a wrong decision. We'll tell people to pray in church, and some of them will be, but I see some people folding their hands like this. You know, sometimes we don't talk again, we just look at you and allow you to fold your hands. People that are praying very well knows why they are praying. And prayer, every prayer has results. Every prayer does what? Has results. So let people begin to get results. And you see some old people, by the time they landed, when they said you should be praying, you were not praying. You are speaking grammar. You are speaking grammar. You think prayer is too much. You want to get to where you'll be singing and be jumping up. Say, this time I'll listen to the word of God. You say, I don't want to listen to the word of God. I don't like listening to the word of God. I just want to be walking around the church. And by the time you walk around the church, ask yourself, evaluate yourself. Anytime you leave the presence of God, what did I gain from the presence of God? Evaluate yourself. Then you know if you are a champion or a loser. When you come to the place of God, you are not just coming. They did not force you. Look at yourself. What did I stand to gain today? To use to talk. But that is why sometimes it is everything. Relationship with God is every day. Because what he says yesterday, God is a God of advancement. He advances tomorrow. If God tells you that go to Molete, it does not mean that Molete is your bus stop. So if you relax, you are going to die at Molete because you refuse to hear God again. But you continue to pray to God to give you another direction when you get to Molete. That's how God speaks. God does not speak. Say, we know in parts. We prophesy in what? In parts. He gives you. So until you get to a state that you have graduated, that God shows you, he gives you his secret. So you know in part your future. You may not know your destination yet. That's why you say we reconcile this. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All life is gone because I know he owes my future. Our life is worth a living just because he lives. So, you may not know where you are going. God might have shown you that you are going to become the president of Nigeria. You know that after becoming the president of Nigeria, the next thing is not for you to die. The next thing is not for you to die. You still ask God, what else? But before you become the president of Nigeria, you know that it is not easy. Over 100 people are jostling for that same position. But for the fact that God has told you that you will get there, does not mean that you will get there now. You must do your own work. You must make your decision now by walking in the right path. Nigeria has a lot of political parties. That means you must know that the political party God is actually signing you in for. A lot of people prophesied about Peter Obi, that Peter Obi was going to become president. Even a madman prophesied. Even a man might prophesy. But let me tell you something. Some people have positioned themselves. They have been planning it for the past 50 years. And they have strategized. They are bringing up people. You want people to come to your rescue. You want friends. And you don't like friends. You don't like relationship. You don't like giving to people. You are the most stingy person. See, they will still plan for against you. They will still plan against you. You have 50,000 naira in your account. Your friend needs just 1,000 naira. Say, oh no, me, 1 naira lower. And they also know that you are very stingy. I have one of my cousins, when we were younger, anytime he threw his shokoto, he will put in our pockets. So he will use belts, tight everything. He will put money inside. He does not buy anything to him, for himself. He will be wearing slippers. That's Tata slippers. And you'll be looking at brother. What is happening to this brother? He's working now. Where is his money? He's keeping the money. I said, please, can you borrow me 2 naira? He will say, there's no 2 naira. There's no 2 naira. Until we plan for him one day, we look at him. When he has slept, or he will slip up and use the, we will open the belt and we remove all the money. And he started jumping. You are suffering and you are like this. You can't be stingy and expect to grow. You are making a wrong decision by being stingy. Build up people. Build yourself with what you have. Attend seminars. Attend what? Seminars. There are things that will make you greater than the way you are. You say you want to become president. Yes, I just saw a governor. A governor has F na I na I na I na I na I just saw yesterday. And they ruffled him to become a governor in this one of the states. And that's why he shouted that everybody that comes to his state is going to do this, going to do that, like he thought. But you begin to wonder. And so, no, I now sat down. How did this man have money? How did he have money? He said he's rich. He has business. Yes. You understand something? So, some people have so much relaxed. They said you want to become somebody in life, and yet you are saying school is a scam. Ask Pella now. He said school is a scam. He wants to employ master's holder. And now he called the master's holder. One of them has sued him for 500 million naira. Now he knows that school is not a scam. So you think school is a scam? They said, go to school. He said, you are finished. You are a graduate already. Proceed for your master's. He said, I don't need master's. You don't know that even now, you can see a parent school sat holder is asking for a master's holder. Nobody is reckoning with BSc again. So nobody says, you now say you have OND. And you said, I'm the first person that entered into polytechnic in my family. They play. So you have OND. That OND is useless. Continue. Proceed. It's not a waste. It's not a waste. But if you stand there, like the Moabites, the water, the saints does not change. You will remain where you are. If you want to advance, you need to keep developing yourself. I think you get what I'm talking about. So, place a permanent demand on yourself. How do people make it? Ask yourself some questions. How do people survive? That doesn't mean you don't have challenge. How have people do things and succeed? Find out the result they produced. Find out the influence. Ask Holy Ghost how Holy Spirit can help you. When they get to your house in the morning, they will see you sleeping. By 8 o'clock, you have entered. You are playing game. You carried your phone. The only thing you are checking from your phone, you are looking for one people that will be giving you 1 naira on the internet. You are, when they say that, okay, food infrastructure, you comment, you put your account number. I know somebody is a pastor. Anywhere they are asking for account number on Facebook, I will see his thing. Say, this man, go and do for something. 5,000 naira. How would this 5,000 naira survive you? They are there. Some of them are looking at me now. They'll just be, hey, you want to distribute 5,000 naira. Let me say tomorrow that, okay, everybody on our WhatsApp group will begin to share 5,000 naira every day. You will see some people that are not on WhatsApp now, they will begin to ask, please, where is their WhatsApp page? Why? Because of 5,000, they want to be trying there. Even if they do, if they lose. See, people like free things because they make wrong decisions. What happened in Bashorun some time ago? Some people walk from Moniya just to go and collect 5,000 naira package. If you're on a normal day, you enter the normal taxi, you will have spent 2,000 naira from your house to Bashorun. and they killed their children. Many destinies were aborted. So this is, what are the decisions that makes us to excel in life? The decision to be serious with God. That is the number one decision that can make you be serious with God. Building your prayer life. The Bible says building up yourself with the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Number two, decision to be transformed, replacing faulty paradigms and mindsets and embrace a superior belief system. Decision to be transformed. You know, we talk about it, be ye transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Number three, decision to be exceptionally valuable. Nobody gives free things again. The only free thing you can get is very cheap. The only free thing you can get is what? Very cheap. And if somebody is using you, he will give you 500. And you take that 500, he has given you the whole world. It's a political motivated giving. Politically, 5 naira. So, but I have said this before, if you give a poor man 100 million naira, just like that guy that we just read about, he will still come back after 1 month and tell you that the money is finished. Why? Because he's poor. He makes the wrong decision in his life. Decision to be transformed. Number three, decision to be exceptionally valuable. Yes. Rejecting mediocrity and embracing excellence. Number four, decision to have strategic and intentional destiny relationship. Have strategic and intentional destiny relationship. When they're having a good meeting, you will not go there. You say, oh, yes, let's go to social place. There's a meeting at social place. You will not go. The only meeting you want to go to is the meeting of football, or where you can play cards, or you can play tete. You are not going to where you are going to meet people. They say, oh, American corner. There, where's American? Some people don't know American corner. Say, okay, where is so all? Where intellectuals sit and gather and decide on some things. You don't know the place. And yet you are saying that, I'm nursing an ambition to become the president of Nigeria. Who do you know? You don't even want a relationship. You don't even like your friends. So, who are the first three priorities in your life? Who are the people that make sense in your life? David said, is there any man in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness? For what? For Jonathan's sake. He had the relationship with Jonathan. He had somebody that he had a covenant friend. Or a covenant friend. So don't pray for destiny helper. Be a destiny helper. You are only praying for destiny helper. You want free things. I'm not saying it is bad to pray for destiny helpers. People can come and help you. But some people, you are not even ready to be a help to others. But yet you want helpers. The little you have, what do you do with it? Choose rightly. Problems are solved by relationship. Problems are solved by what? Some people don't have money, yet they have relationship. Some people don't have money, yet they have relationship. So wealth is about the people you have. It's not about the money you have. Money can fail you. But when you have people, it cannot fail you. And especially people that are directed to you by God. So no man rises without relationship. Number, another point. The decision to be spiritually empowered. Another decision to be spiritually. Even the Bible says, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing those who are oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So anointing truly makes you a blessing. You need to be spiritually empowered. You need to be spiritually empowered and decision to give your life to Christ. That's where I want to end it today. Decision to give your life to Jesus. Make a decision. Do you want to continue living in the life you are living? Make a decision. See, what you are doing now, how long has it paid you? You are becoming benefits. Why? Because you are doing Yahoo. You type $100. And you think God is happy. It will end one day. Make a decision. If they want to see you during the week or at night, they will see you dancing with 10 ladies in one lunch. What decision are you making? Make a decision about your life. What you are doing currently, is it what you like doing? Are you sure the decision you made yesterday was the right one? The decision you are about to make tomorrow, are you sure it's the right one? You met a Christian sister that you have even asked out that you want to marry, and you are very sure God is saying that you should marry the sister. But you said because the sister does not dress very well. You now saw one catwalking lady with micro mini skirts. I said that is the decision you want to make because she is beautiful. That is why you are making that decision. Are you sure that decision is right? Think about it. The brother, that Christian brother that you want to marry, you said because he does not dress well. And you are not ready to change his dressing. And you now saw one fair, tall brother with dreadlock. And you said that is where you want to marry, that is the person you want to marry. Why? Because I crush on people who have dreadlock. Are you sure you are making the right decision? One day that dreadlock will disappear. One day that dreadlock will make him a rasta man. And we come home with 20 sticks of cigarettes. And with aluminum. And he will begin to tell you, will begin to command you at home. Are you sure you are making the right decision? You are making the decision right now. That person you are dating. That person you are dating, you know that this person is an unbeliever. You say, but he's faithful. He is a Muslim. But, he loves God. You will learn. You will do what? You will learn. You will learn. You are looking at that sister. I said, no, I am changing some things about it. Who told you you can change anybody? Changer. You will now experience money changer when you get into that marriage. That you cannot change anybody. Change your ways. Look at yourself. Take the right decision. Close your eyes. And begin to ask God for mercy. If you have taken the wrong decision, go back to the Father today. Go back to the Father today. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Thank you, Father. Begin to talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord.
Decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning.